God's word is so clear when you look at it. And men and women are different persons, distinct individuals. Each one has a distinctive role on this earth. Each one was created with a different purpose. God also needed to reveal this fact to all generations to come. That's where we're here, the generations to come.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Today, Roel will launch a pivotal new series exploring God's instructions for building a strong, healthy marriage. We'll begin with a look back to the Garden of Eden and the first union of a husband and wife. Stay with us to contemplate the lifelong relationship God designed to reflect the personal communion He desires for us to enjoy with Him. Now, here's Roel Reese.
Genesis chapter 2, the tell the message, Adam and Eve, the first marriage in the Bible. And I'm hoping that we can learn some biblical principles in the Word of God so that we can apply them to our own lives, which is of importance even to hear this morning. And I am asking God, as I look at the scripture, I am asking the Lord to instruct my life so that I can learn through obedience to obey His word. His word is very important to my life. And yet the Bible is very clear in the beginning of the first marriage. How God saw the emptiness and the loneliness of man, and He created a woman for him. And I think that the Lord gives us really good instruction beginning in the book of Genesis in chapter 2, beginning with verse 18. Moses here gives us a picture of the first marriage instituted by God. He says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that men should be alone." You see, at the beginning, God saw that men should not be alone. "I will make him a helper comparable to him." See, Adam already had not only been given permission, is God created the animal kingdom to give names to every one of the animals. And when he was done with that, he kind of sat down and God saw him there in the garden with nobody but himself and all these animals. And God says, you know what? He needs a companion. And so God created a woman for him. He goes on. "Out of the ground, the Lord God had formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them." He gave him the authority. "And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was his name. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, the birds of the air, every beast of the field. And for Adam, there was not found a helper." Notice what he says again, a helper. She's not to be what? A problem? No, she's to be a helper, as the scripture says here, comparable to him. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, plural, and closed up the flesh in its place. And then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman." Notice, "and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is not bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman," ish, isha in the Hebrew, "because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father, his mother, and shall be glued unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed." Sin had not entered into the world yet. As I was going over the lesson this week, you know, about the marriage and what God had declared here in verse 18, that he says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that men should be alone." You guys underline that when you go home. But then I think of all the abuse in the homes. Husbands abusing their wives or wives abusing their husbands, believe it or not. You can't have a peaceful house that way. You both have to come to a place of humility, humbleness, forgiveness, recognizing what's destroying your home, recognizing what's destroying you as an individual, that you're not happy. You have no joy, you have no peace in your life, when we're supposed to have peace in our life. We're supposed to be joyful. We're supposed to enjoy our marriage. You get to a place where you think, well, you know what? This is not working, so I think I'll exit my house. I think I'll leave. And most of the time, people leave because they have somebody else. That's just the way it works. That's the way the devil has worked it out. And who suffers? Well, the husband, the wife, or the children. You can't live apart from one another. The Bible says that. And this is why in verse 18, he says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I, God, will make him a helper." Notice that, a helper comparable to him. Your wife is there to help you. And she'll help you if you love her. You have to read Ephesians chapter 5. In Ruth 1, 16, 17, he says, "But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your God shall be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." And maybe you feel like that today. You're here today as a man. Or maybe as a woman, you've been fighting for a long time and you feel like, this is it. I can't do it no more. I'm going to leave. Hey, listen, is God's perfect timing, not your timing? I would say if your husband is abusing you physically, you get a separation. Don't divorce. Get a separation first and wait. I have a friend that his wife left him. He waited 5 years to get married. 5 years. He waited to see if his wife was going to be coming back to him. He got saved, led him to the Lord, and he waited upon God, and then God gave him a beautiful wife that loves him. He loves her, and they have a beautiful family. And maybe some of you here are remarried. So you don't have to get condemned. You're remarried. You've been divorced. You're a Christian now. Make sure you don't do it twice or three times. Make sure you do what God says, and that's to be obedient to the Word of God. That's why we study these precious passages of Scripture all the time. We can learn the real purpose for a husband, for a wife, coming together as husband and wife, the men's role, the husband's role, the wife's role. And as you're coming together and you're talking to, communicating together, you're praying together, then both of you coming together receive the responsibility of your marriage and the responsibility of your family. You're not trying to escape, but you take responsibility. As a man, I'm supposed to be the provider of my home. As a man, I'm supposed to love my wife. As a man, I'm supposed to what? Discipline my children. And if you're doing what a man is required to do, how can you have problems? How can you seek for a divorce or a separation when you're supposed to really love one another and forgive one another? God created men and women. You know, it's not men with men, women with women. From the beginning, it says Adam and who? And Eve. Eve, sin, the devil, has made up this whole thing about men with men and women with women. And the Bible is very clear about that. From the beginning, it should have said women with women, men with men. But God said Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Real important. And it's sad because what's going on, it's the future of the church. Churches that accept that And then you have people within the church, in every church, fornicators, adulterers. You have all these sins that are in the church. But as a husband and wife, what is your life like today? How can God hear your prayers if you're not together? If you're not loving each other, forgiving each other? You know what's interesting? In chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 27, this is what God said. So God created men in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. Underline that, and the next time you talk to a homosexual or a lesbian, give them the scriptures. Give them the scriptures, so they're confused. In the Bible, the word of God, it says male and female. And I believe God's word. I don't believe them. I don't believe what people say. I believe the word of God. God's word is the key to what? To life, even today, what God says.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com to explore our comprehensive selection of marriage and family resources. Roel is also happy to respond to your Bible questions and prayer requests. His direct email address is PastorRoel@SomebodyLovesYou.com. Now back to more of our study, Adam and Eve, the First Marriage.
And then the reason for the passage is to establish and set that relationship between a man and a woman. I'm going to use only verse 18 today. Listen to what it says. Again, in Genesis 2:18, and the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So men and women are, notice, are related to each other. Number one, intimately, they are dependent totally on one another. Not just yourself, one another. Husband and wife, wife and husband. Depending on each other. One cannot live without the other. You can't live without the other. God saw the emptiness of Adam. And that's why he created a woman out of one of his ribs. Not from the top of his head or the bottom of his feet. From the side of his heart. Created that woman. So the woman would be next to her husband. Husband would not step all over her. Or the woman be above her. God's word is so clear when you look at it. And men and women are different persons, distinct individuals. Each one has a distinctive role on this earth. Each one was created with a different purpose. God also needed to reveal this fact to all generations to come. That's where we're here, the generations to come. And in this event, God is speaking and planning in this event for the future. For the future, and he's shown us through the scriptures. Dr. Harold Sala, he says, the Bible tells us that marriage is a relationship between two people and that husbands are to love their wives as much as they love their own flesh. It says that two people belong to each other. Therefore, their personal rights are subservient to the love they share. Marriage can be an institution, cold, demanding, shackling, limiting, dead, or it can be a living relationship, warm, enriching, vibrant, liberating. Love boasts in different knocks, boasts your husband or wife and finds happiness, knock them in a plan of trouble. Since marriage is a relationship created by God, you need his guidance. You need to share your life spiritually as well as physically. You need to pray together, to read together God's word, and to worship together. Marriages are not made in heaven, but marriages with the blessing of God makes for a bit of heaven here on earth. Like that. Here on earth. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. Right here. You see, it was of less importance or given less attention of thought on the creation of men. God saw the loneliness and emptiness of men. And yet on the contrary, the passage shows what? The great attention and thought was given to the creation of woman. He did not ignore it. When he saw it, he goes, wow, this is amazing. He looked at the giraffe and said, that's not it. You know, wow, this is it. And it's so cool when you read the scriptures to see that the passages are not only given for us, but for anybody. Anybody that wants to know about marriage. Anybody who wants to know about singleness. Anybody who wants to know about sin. And yet, the reason for God creating that woman was clearly stated for us again. For example, woman was created. God did not want men. Again, here it is, to be alone. The phrase used here, not good, means incomplete, unfinished, deficient. That's what it means. Again, incomplete, unfinished, deficient. Men standing alone, incomplete, unfinished, unfulfilled, deficient, and lonely. And yet without a wife, men would have no suitable companion or love or comfort in his life. That's why God gave him woman. He wouldn't be able to reproduce. No possible way. In Genesis 2:20, he says, then God blessed them both. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. The authority was given to man. Man was only half of God's plan for human life. And that's why the other half was given to him. That's the other half, his wife. So they could become one, not two people. Mom and dad never get into the center of the marriage, ever. They're there. They're to be loved, to give counsel. But you don't get into your children's marriages and you ruin their marriages. Very important that that happens all the time. It's important that we understand what God says in his word. And when husband and wife come together, this is why God doesn't want you not to be alone, but also so God had planned to create this woman right along with men. And when he created this woman, the man's loneliness and his emptiness and his incompleteness and unfulfillment now is complete. Wife, husband, one together. God did not create these two beings to suffer such afflictions or problems in sin. Yet we all have sinned against God. As we repent of our sins as husband and wife, and by the way, sometimes a wife might get saved, a husband won't get saved for a while, or a wife for a while. But when you repent and you accept Christ into your life, you begin to live the Christian life. My wife did that. I didn't do that. Jesus, in 5:24 of John's gospel, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Into life. I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. Secondly, here, God created women because men needed a helper. She becomes a helper to you, a companion, suitable, helper, companion. In the word Hebrew here, to meet or suitable, it means fit, corresponding to, adapted to, agreeing with, counterpart, opposite, equal to in the Hebrew. That's what it means. This means that the woman was created as a suitable helper for man. A suitable helper for man. Another way to say it, the same thing, God planned woman to be the counterpart to man, the same nature as men. Suitable. Mentally, physically, and morally. Again, mentally, physically, and morally. When he's going trials in his life, the woman is next to him. When she's going through, the husband is there. Genesis 2:18 again, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Comparable. Man was incomplete without woman. Man, there's no possible way that he could be happy unless he has the gift of singleness. She becomes a great helper, a great companion. And maybe you lost hope in your marriage, you lost hope in your family. But know one thing, that God knows exactly what's happening to you in your life. And He will be there for you. If you really want His presence, as He says in Exodus 33:12, He said, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." My presence will go with you. What is God's biblical way of marriage? Well, first of all, listen, God revealed to man his need for a wife, remember, Genesis 2:18. But then, a woman's need for her husband in Genesis 3:16, he says to the woman, he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." He's not ruling with his feet on your neck. That's not what it says. He will rule over you. He'll watch over you. He'll love you. And Paul says a little better in the book of Ephesians that a wife is to submit to her husband. And the way a wife submits to a husband is that the husband is submitting to Jesus Christ. Because then your children, your wife, are going to see that you're going to be submissive, you're going to be loving, you're going to be kind, you're going to be obedient to what God's word says. And then He created a woman for men to do what? A woman to, not only from the beginning, as He says, Genesis 26:27, 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make men in our image," speaking the Trinity of God, "God us," capital U, "according to our likenesses," capital O. "Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created men in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male, female, He created them. And then fourthly, God starts not only to realize that He was the one that had to give a wife to Adam in Genesis 2:23. And Adam said what? "This is not bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called Isha because she was taken out of Ish, men." Out of men. So He tells exactly where woman came from. From the side of men. Fifthly, God also created the woman so that men would love and cherish his wife with like his own body. Ephesians 5:29, "So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever yet hated his own flesh, but he nourishes it, he cherishes it, but as the Lord does the church." I mean, you say women spend a lot of time in the mirror. A lot of guys spend a lot of time in the mirror too. Believe me. Wives know that. Neil Moody says, "Standing for your marriage with God means truly seeking God in every step, following the Lord." Men, husbands, I pray for you and I pray for you, wives, that the Lord will not only speak to you today, but that you go home and make sure you repent, both of you together. And bind yourself together as you get on your knees and ask God to forgive both of you for whatever has happened in your marriage. And that your children will see a change. And that your wife will see a change in you guys and you guys in your wife. And then God can bless you, and we will call this a spirit-filled marriage, which means God controls the marriage. There's no other way.
Maintaining a healthy relationship with your spouse takes perseverance and hard work, but we hope that today's teaching has been an inspiration for you to make that effort. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson is titled, "Adam and Eve, the First Marriage." If you'd like to get an unedited version with much more teaching, we'll be happy to send it to you for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165. We'd also like to offer you Raul's entire 30-part marriage series. It's available on both CD and thumb drive. Whether you're just setting out on your journey or you've been together for many years, you and your spouse will discover new ways to honor the Lord and grow closer to each other as you submit to the Bible's instructions. You'll also gain reassurance of God's ability to heal and restore any brokenness that might exist in your relationship. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Ross' 30-message marriage series. We'll send you the CD set for $45 or the USB drive for $30. That's 800-634-9165. Or write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We are grateful for your partnership. Every tax-deductible gift enables us to keep sharing the truth of God's Word. Tune in again next time for more biblical insight from this marriage series. You'll see that if you're currently waiting on the Lord for a spouse, you can trust His perfect timing and rest confidently in His loving provision. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.